الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون أحمده جل وعلا على نعمه العظيمة وآلائه الجسيمة أحمده كما هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وعلمنا القرآن ووفقنا للصلاة والصيام والقيام اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمك قابليها وأتمها علينا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد اعلموا عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله واعلموا أن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فإنه سبحانه وتعالى يقول يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all I praise Almighty Allah. I praise the one who created the heavens and the earth and alternated the day and night in order for us to ponder and reflect the creation and seek the meaning of our existence, in order for us to surrender and submit to the will of the Creator who controls and sustains and cherishes the universe and everything around us. By surrendering to the will of the Creator, the one and only God, we gain peace, serenity and contentment. And ultimately we shall be blessed with admission into Jannah, the blissful state of existence, the paradise which has been described by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. In the paradise, such bliss awaits the believers, the like of which no eyes have seen, and no ears have heard about, and no mind could ever conceive. So let us for jihad, let us hasten and run and compete with one another. وَسَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ. Compete with one another in order to catch up, in order to catch, in order to attain this station, this felicity that Allah has promised. إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ. A forgiveness from your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. And a paradise which is more spacious than all of the universe put together. وَعِدَّةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. It has been prepared for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are mindful of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْجُمُعَةُ مِنَ الْجُمُعَةِ الصَّلَاةُ الْخَمْسِ. The five daily prayers that a person performs diligently. وَالْجُمُعَةُ مِنَ الْجُمُعَةِ. And attending one Jummah after the other, mindfully, while being awake to the benefits of these rituals. وَرَمَضَانُ إِلَىٰ رَمَضَانُ. and fasting one Ramadan after the other, مُكَفِّرَاتٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُنَّا, they will expiate, help expiate the sins that are committed in between. إِذَا يُتِنِبَتُ الْكَبَائِرُ, as long as the major sins are abstained from, as long as we shun the major sins. Brothers and sisters, it is with a heavy heart I stand here today. We are saying farewell to Ramadan. We did so last week. And today we have celebrated Eid al-Fitr. It's a great joy for us to know that in this celebration, the entire community of believers, Muslims in North America are with us. We had one Eid. This is a wonderful achievement, and we shall strive for this unity, inshallah. Now, it behooves me to ponder and reflect on some of the lessons that we must carry with us in the weeks and months ahead of us. Because all of these institutions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, they have specific purposes and benefits. We need to have the outcome established in our life by conscious performance of these rituals of worship, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a tyrannical master who orders his servants to do something which has no meaning, as if he wants us to lift a mountain and he knows that we cannot do it. Is that the way that Allah has prescribed these acts of worship? They are simply for testing us. So salah is to test us, fasting is to test us, zakah is to test us, hajj is to test us, and there is no other benefit to be realized? No, that is not the case. Every act of worship that Allah has prescribed, if we were to open our hearts and minds in reading the Quran, aqdis salata li dhikri, establish salah in order to celebrate my remembrance in your life. So, dhikrullah should be a part and parcel of our life. It should condition our consciousness. It should transform our vision, our perception of reality. The same way as zakah and sadaqah. لِكَيْنَا يَكُونَ دُولَةٌ بَيْنِ الْعَبْدِيَ مِنْكُمْ, in order that wealth does not, cannot be, does not concentrate in a few hands. Wealth freely moves and circulates. That's the purpose of zakah. In order to widen, in order to level this, the gap to some extent between the rich and the poor. And of course, when it comes to fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order for you to develop mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and the Hajj, it is the summit, the convention. Once in a lifetime, Muslims gather from all over the world to recognize that they are universal citizens. They are global citizens. They form part of one ummah, no matter how scattered, widely they are. So each of these institutions, each of these rituals of worship, have specific purposes and benefits, individually and collectively. Let us think of some of the benefits that we should carry with us. Number one, from the fasting we must develop this habit of empathy for the poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed us. This compulsory starvation, staying away from food and drink and gratifications, it has two purposes. Number one, to remind us of our spiritual essence. We are not created from matter alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He molded the mold of human being from the clay, into that mold He breathed from the spirit, His spirit. So we are matter and we are also spirit. So by fasting, we transcend the material dimension
and go deeper into our spiritual, to discover our spiritual essence. That we are primarily from the breath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our souls are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a spark of divinity in human being. So fasting reminds us of the spiritual essence. And number two, fasting develops in us this ability to transcend and go and see beyond the material dimension. And another benefit is that we realize in society to help us experience hunger and thirst, which is millions of human beings on the face of the earth experience on a daily basis. There are many in the world who cannot have a morsel of food. There are many in the world, they don't have the blessing of tasting sweet water, a pure glass of water. So these are blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we have. So we need to develop this empathy for those who are deprived of these benefits, these blessings, and we need to share what we have. So empathy for the poor. And that is why the month of Ramadan should be a month of generosity and compassion. To develop compassion, to develop generosity, charitable behavior. And Muslims who are sincere about implementing Islam, they should be out there participating in every compassionate, virtuous project out there for the development and the building of the community. Regardless of with whom we join hands, Rasulullah taught us that a Muslim should run to a project like that, no matter who calls us into it. He said about a pact he had attended in Jahiliyyah times, a pact of worship. He said, the pact of virtue was that they will cooperate and collaborate with everybody in rooting out injustice and oppression and join hands for justice to be established in society. This was a pact that the Jahiliyyah Arabs, some of them, because of recognizing the oppression and injustice prevailing in Meccan society by the aristocrats of Mecca, so some people with conscience formed this pact, they pledged. And Rasulullah recalled that and he said, if he were called in Islam to a similar pact, he would rush to join it. That would be more preferable to him than owning the whole world as a treasure. So meaning that a believer should look for such opportunities, and there are so many of them, there is no shortage of them. Campaign to remove homelessness, to fight poverty, to educate children, to look after the deprived, destitute. أَسَعِي الْأَرْمَلَةِ وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ كَالْحَائِبِ اللَّيْلِ وَالصَّائِمِ النَّهَارِ. A person who is striving to look after the widows, the destitute and the orphans, is like a person who is praying all night and fasting all the day. So this is the jihad. This is the jihad that we have. We must undertake now. It's not military jihad. This is the real jihad. This is jihad to harness and mobilize our resources to solve the real problems in the society, to root out the problem of poverty, because kad al-faqru an yakuna kufra. Because there is nothing more closer to disbelief than poverty. And poverty is disbelief. So we need to fight this. And another lesson from Ramadan is, from fasting is, alhamdulillah, we read Quran, we listen to the Quran. And today we heard in the news, we have this pastor from Florida. He wanted to claim the media attention. And he said, September 11 will be the Quran burning day. And actually the whole media focused on it. There is a priest who is in charge of a tiny congregation of 50 members. And he wants to pray this time in order to raise his status in society and capture the media attention. But of course we heard today that he has backed out. Na'udhu billah. Now this irony, the saddest thing is how Muslims play into the hands of this kind of demagogues and hate mongers. And we know we should respond to this man in the manner one of our great sultans, Al-Fatih Salam, responded to Emperor, the Byzantine Emperor Romanus. After the Battle of Manzikert, where the Muslims defeated the Byzantine forces, the Emperor was brought in shackles, produced in front of the Sultan, and the Sultan asked him, suppose, imagine that you had captured me and I was in shackles in front of you, how would you have treated me? The Emperor replied, without any hesitation, I would have executed you. The Sultan said, but this is not what I know of the teaching of the great Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. He taught you to love your enemy, and I am going to implement this teaching of the great Prophet, and I forgive you. And he sent him away with honor and escort to his country. But what happened to him? His own people blinded him and crucified him. Now, anyway, this is the way to react. The way to react to this kind of irrational behavior is not by taking out big demonstrations and burning property and killing innocent people and emotionally reacting as if we are a bunch of irrational people. This is what he wanted. He wanted Muslims to look bad. Na'udhubillah. So we should rather learn the lesson from our great sages and Prophet of Allah, who had faced many, many greater trials, but in face of this trial, they implemented the lessons of fasting. Fasting is self-restraint. The Prophet of Allah said, if you are fasting, فَإِنْ صَابَهُ وَهَدٌ أَوْ شَاتَمُ وَهَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلُ وَهَدٌ فَلَّقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. When one of you is fasting, if somebody picks a fight with you, physically, he wants to fight you, or insult you, or wrangle with you, you should not react retaliate. You should simply say, إِنِّي صَائِمٌ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. I cannot stoop to your level, I am fasting. So the lesson from fasting is self-restraint, forbearance, tolerance. Without self-restraint, we cannot solve the problems facing the Muslim Ummah. We need self-restraint. And we need hard work to root out another problem. So what this kind of demonstration, this kind of targeting innocent people, is a reflection of another disease in the Muslim Ummah. To me, this is the greater enemy facing Muslims than even Islamophobia, which is rampant now. The real enemy of Muslims is the extremism, the extreme tendencies developing among Muslims. The leaders and the ulama should take the responsibility to educate our children and our youth so that they get the real message of the Quran. Quran has come to make Islah, to unite the heart, not to break people. Ya ayyuhannas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. O mankind, we created you, all of you, from a single pair of a male and a female. Wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. And we rendered you into nations and tribes, not to fight, but to recognize one another. And the Quran taught us that a Muslim is not to impose his religion on others. He should rather say, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينُ. For us, our religion, for you, your religion. And Islam, Quran teaches us, a Muslim is to respect all places of worship. And why Muslims were given the permission to make jihad, to retaliate, to take up arms in self-defense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to protect sanctuaries of worship. And Allah did not simply say masjid, temple, synagogue, churches, and the mosques. So, Quran did not come to make all people Muslim. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Most people, even if you want them to be, they will not be believers, they will not be Muslims.
وَمَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. Your duty is only to convey the message. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. There shall be no compulsion in religion. So we are not out to convert people, we are simply to witness the truth of Islam, the truth of the Quran, and we are told in the Quran, in so many places, that Quran did not come to cancel all the scriptures, rather to confirm the original truth revealed to our prophets. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. In order to confirm the truths revealed in all the scriptures of the world. And believe me, a person like Thomas Cleary, who has studied all of the world religions, translating some of the oldest scriptures of Buddhism and Taoism, Harvard scholar of comparative religion, brothers and sisters, he comes after a lifelong journey into the scriptures, he comes to the Quran and affirms the Quranic truth that this Quran is the summary of all the teachings of the world scriptures. The essence, this is the creed of all the world scriptures. So Muslim message is, we should be sharing this witness with everybody, and we should see what unites us with the teaching of the scriptures, and we will see a lot common between all religions. If you go deeper into every scripture in the world that people believe and follow, and you will see the Quran principle confirmed. So as a Muslim, I need to witness, and I must touch my hand. Reach out to other communities. This is a lesson I should start with, you should start with. We have the greatest opportunity in this country. This is a beautiful country. This is a place where we enjoy peace and security. I came home from here. Alhamdulillah, 99% I have the security, inshallah, that I will go home safe. But many parts of the world, you cannot have this sense of security. So we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commit ourselves to building this country, not just for Muslims, for everybody. Islam is for peace. Islam is for living with everybody in peace. Islam is not out to destroy the world. We are the world, we are the humanity, we are one family. This is the message of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to get this message from the Quran. The lesson, the trouble with us Muslims is, we have been parroting the Quran. We need to go now to ponder the deeper meaning of the Quran, because Quran came for Islam, to build, to unite humanity, and not to break them asunder. The wars and the tension, racism, and the warmongering slogans have divided people. We have to remove these walls, and the message is there in the Quran. And the challenge for me and you is to take up this message and share it with your neighbor. Let your neighbor feel this compassion of Islam. The Prophet of Allah said, إِذَا تَبَقَّمْ هَرَقَةً فَأَكْفِرْ مَعَهَا وَتَعَهَدْ بِهَا جِيرًا. When you cook that broth, add little more spice and water in it, and treat your neighbor with it. Aisha radiallahu anha said, when the Prophet will cut the throat of goat or lamb, he will make so many parcels of it, and he will say, give it to my Jewish neighbor, give this to my Christian neighbor, give this to my Muslim neighbor. And no, and nothing is left except bones. And the Messenger of Allah was told about it. He said, we have everything, but this bone we are going to eat down the toilet. But everything we have given for the love of Allah, love of God, love of humanity, this is, we have sent in advance for us, for the next world. So brothers and sisters, let this message come back to the Quran, the meaning of the Quran. Not just chanting it, meaning of the Quran, the lessons from the Quran, let us absorb them. Let us relate to them in our consciousness, in our heart, in our mind, and put them into practice so that we become watching Qurans, shining examples of the beauty of this Quranic message of unity and harmony and peace. And finally,
Let dhikrullah be with you, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let that fragrance be with you wherever you go. Surely people will realize you. They will look at your face and say, here is a man of peace and serenity. Where did you get it? And they will ask you, how come you are enjoying such serenity and peace? And you will tell them, I addressed 70 teachers from the Toronto School Board. Some of them came to me, senior teachers. We look at your face, we enjoy, we see this experience, this serenity and peace. Can you tell us the secret of it? Is it the yoga practice you do? I told them, look, my secret is I pray 5 times a day. And I celebrate the remembrance of Allah. So the challenge for me and you, brother and sister, is don't limit yourself in performing these rituals of worship, but go to the deeper meaning of it and relate to it, internalize it. Because light in, light out, let your words, let your thought be transformed by these noble thoughts, the wisdom of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to achieve that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to transform ourselves before we are committed to transform the world. Because the secret for transforming others is transforming yourself first. You cannot transform anything, change anybody but yourself. Let us understand this message and wisdom and practice it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وَلَوْ اللَّهُ مَعَنَا لَأَمَّتِ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ وَعُثْمَانَ وَعَلِي وَبَقِيَّةِ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِكَ وَمَنْ تَبِعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ الْأَحْيَاءِ مِنْهُمْ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا صَلَاتَنَا وَصِيَامَنَا وَقِيَامَنَا وَرُكُوعَنَا وَسُجُودَنَا وَطَاعَتَنَا كُلَّهَا يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَا تَدَعْ لَنَا ذَنْبًا إِلَّا غَفَرْتَهُ ولا ميتا الا رحمته ولا حاجه تمليك الا قضيتها يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا, اللهم اشف مرضانا, اللهم ارحم موتانا, اللهم اشف مرضانا, اللهم ارحم موتانا, اللهم اشف مرضانا. اقم السلام.